Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Market analysis time now. Dave Spickler, Lighthouse Commodities, pointing out the bad news yesterday, China setting back their date to buy U.S. beans.
And I think that's an important nuance there because China actually hasn't said anything. It's all been just U.S. officials in the whole stretch. And so Secretary Bessette said today China's still on track to make good on their 12 million metric tons of purchases by the end of February. I don't think that's what the trade is wanting to hear. As we've been talking about the last few weeks, they want to see these purchases happening now. We've maybe done 3 to 3.5 million metric ton of this, and the statement today that was intended to be supportive, like this is good news, we're on track, it certainly reads like we're starting to waffle and equivocate a bit and say, well, now maybe by the end of February. And actually, just regardless of any commitments, you get into that time frame, you're into South American harvest then, and it starts looking even less likely that it happens if it hasn't happened into that window. So I don't think the trade liked that. Beans, we talked about 3 weeks ago at the top of this rally, we had strong sell signals on our algos. We said from here, beans are done unless you get confirmation of this buying, and we just haven't seen it yet. Now you're at a really tricky spot for beans. Jan beans are right back at this 11-15 ish support level, and they're going to want to punch through that if we don't get some sort of positive trade news again real soon.
And more negative news as China announced some purchases of Argentina soybeans.
Alongside that, you're still like the price of both Argentine and Brazilian beans is way cheaper than the U.S. So just the economics of doing this, it still has to be somewhat politically motivated, because just normal arm's length business would have those. You'd definitely be buying Argentine beans now, not U.S. beans. So it just, market's starting to get a little uneasy with the idea that is this going to happen or not. Really just need to start seeing flash announcements or some sort of statement from the Chinese side saying, yeah, we intend to still do this.
So December 3rd, fraught with negative news.
Yeah, and I think there's another meeting coming up soon, and just certainly actual confirmation of that will help, but in lieu of it, every day that goes by I get a little uneasy, and then comments like the secretary made today don't help calm those fears a whole lot as it relates to where we're sitting right now.
So, Dave Spickler, Lighthouse Commodities, your thoughts on marketing?
From a marketing standpoint, it's actually it's relatively straightforward. Certainly, we waited till this window to start selling beans. It's a good spot to sell at least some and even look at some for next year. And then this is also textbook spot for optionality, min-max contract, option caller in a brokerage account, et cetera, because you've had a significant rally. You're not going to stay here. You're either going to make another leg higher or you're going to correct down and fill that gap on the chart. You're high enough that optionality works here. You can put a floor in you can live with and still have a ceiling that catches the next leg. So you actually, unlike all summer where there was nothing you could do, you have stuff you can do here now in the bean market. You just have to make those decisions.
Here's Martinson Ag Risk Management's Amy Ryan.
Yeah, we ended up pretty much right across the board on the grains. Of course, you know, for soybeans, the big thing we've been watching is China buying U.S. soybeans. We haven't seen a daily flash sale since last Friday. There have been rumors China bought a few more cargoes yesterday. There's no confirmation. But what pulled the markets down today is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said China will purchase that 12 million metric tons that they kept telling us would be purchased by the end of the year. Now they said they're going to purchase that by the end of February. And that did pull those markets lower there.
And there's your market analysis for yesterday. Let's check today and the rest of the week's weather forecast. Can we get done with this bitter cold?